in this Brahmin world, those souls are really very lucky. Those are receiving an experience, blessing. Yogi souls are luckiest souls in this world, because they are constant godly servants. They are constantly doing godly service by radiating the fragrance of spirituality in this world. That is why they are the best friends of God. Yogi souls can only claim full inheritance from God, because they win the heart of God in this confluence age. Yogi souls are luckiest souls, are fortunate souls, most fortunate souls in this world. Why? Because they becomes the light of the God's eyes. They are always remain in God's eyes. And this is the highest fortune in this world, becoming the light of the God's eyes and always being in God's eyes. This is the highest fortune in this world. Only yogi souls can get that fortune. And God will glorify in this world through such type of the great souls, yogi souls. As the creation is good, how would be the creator? Automatically, God will glorify through yogi souls in this world. That is why one must try to get such type of the most elevated blessing of yoga. One must maintain stable stage of yoga, unshakable stage of yoga. And the secret of maintaining elevated stage of yoga is experiencing very natural, very easy and constant soul conscious stage, incorporeal stage, bodiless stage. Baba and Mama, they win the first number. The secret of their elevated stage was the constant and natural soul consciousness stage. The very first day Brahma Baba had the vision of soul conscious stage, from that day till the last day, Baba was working, practicing and experiencing very natural and deep soul conscious stage. As much natural and easy soul conscious state would be there, that much the natural and easy remembrance of Baba would be there. That is why we must practice and experience this soul conscious stage in every mudli. In every mudli, Baba always emphasizes on this first lesson. Why? Because that is the secret of elevated yoga stage. Because we were having the body consciousness for 63 births. We are having very strong and deep samskaras of body consciousness. And if we really would like to transfer that samskar in a soul conscious stage, it really needs sincere efforts on this important aspect. Very simple and easy method is just sit in solitude and visualize very clearly and deeply, as if very shiny and tiny point of divine light in the center of forehead by the eye of intellect. Visualize very clearly and deeply as a sparkling star or as a radiant star of divine point of light. When you are considering yourself as a point of light, while being in this real and right consciousness, the voice must come out that I am a point of light. The voice must come out from that point of light, from the mind, that I am this point of divine light. This is my real form. This is my true existence in this world. Try to visualize very clearly your true form, that I am just point of light, just point of divine light. What type of the light am I? I am peaceful light, and the rays of peace, light of peace is just radiating all around me. I am experiencing peaceful state. Just enjoy this peaceful state. Be in that state as long as you can. I am point of light. But what type of the light am I? I am pure light. The light of purity is radiating or spreading very gently all around me. Just enjoy this stage of purity. As much as you develop this experience, the aura of soul would be larger and larger and larger. Develop that aura by being in that stage. Mainly seven original qualities of the souls are there. Experience one by one quality. Peace, bliss, happiness, purity, light and mind, love. Yogi souls, they are always having wonderful aura, larger aura of divine light. They are always spreading the light of divinity in this world. At Amrut Vela or in evening, especially develop this incorporeal stage and go beyond this body and the world of body. Go beyond this physical world. Bigger means detached from this physical possessions, body, bodily relation, physical beings, things. Just considering ourselves as a point of light and remaining detached from this physical world. When we are experiencing this stage of beggar, then only we would be able to become prince through powerful yoga stage. We can claim full inheritance from Baba in the form of powers and qualities. And on that basis, we would be able to become prince in golden age. We are practicing this stage, soul conscious stage, but we are not really able to maintain this and sustain this stage throughout the day. We are losing this stage. Why? We must not lose this stage, but we are losing. If we really would like to sustain this stage throughout the day, the two things must be together. Who am I and how am I? Who am I? I am a soul. But how am I? I am a very special soul, selected by the God as His instrument. Give respect to yourself and maintain very high intoxication throughout the day. Then only we can sustain this stage and maintain this stage throughout the day. Doctor, he is always having the awareness of I am a doctor. 24 hours he is having that awareness, I am a doctor. But since childhood he is not a doctor. He is going to university and getting the certificate of doctor and practicing as a doctor. After that, gradually and gradually, he would be able to maintain his that elevated consciousness. Laukik. That I am a doctor. I am an engineer. I am a man. But in addition to that, I am an engineer. And he is having that intoxication on his face that I am a doctor. In the same way, I am a soul, but I am a very fortunate soul. I am God's instrument. I am the light of God's eyes. I am a world transformer soul. I am a world benefactor soul. Have that elevated thought of intoxication in your mind and become the embodiment of that thought. How I am a world benefactor soul. What are the signs of the world benefactor souls? How can I imbibe that signs of world benefactor souls? Just experience these qualities and symptoms of that stage. Gradually and gradually, that intoxication would be natural in your life. And experiencing very good intoxication is very necessary and very essential in this Brahmin life. Why? Because for imbibing royal sanskar, golden age sanskar, we need to have that royal and real intoxication in our Brahmin life. This is the sign of great souls having a very royal and real intoxication. This is a quality of a royal soul. This is the sign of bright future. And as much we are really maintaining this soul conscious stage, we can maintain soul conscious vision also. And by the result of that, the percentage of purity is increasing gradually and gradually in our life. The blessing of purity we are experiencing very naturally, the part of our life, by maintaining soul conscious stage and soul consciousness vision. Thought is a seed. Thought is just like a seed of the action tree. On which we are getting the fruits of the virtues. That is why each and every thought must be positive and powerful. Each and every thought must be powerful and positive. And if we would have very good intoxication, then our mind creates very positive and powerful thoughts automatically. For maintaining the step of the elevated stage of soul consciousness, there are some exercises. Time to time you can practice that. For example, body is a showcase, and in this body, soul is like a showpiece. Soul is like a showpiece in this showcase of body. Body is like a house, and I, the soul, is the owner of this house, sitting near the windows of the eyes. I am the owner of this bodily house. I, the soul, as a yogi, sitting in this cave of body. I am a yogi and sitting in this cave of body. Eyes of the car. Body is like a mobile pole, and soul is like a bulb on that mobile pole. Wherever I am going, I am just spreading the light of spirituality. Body is like a cottage. I, the soul, as a yogi, sitting in this cottage of body. By this way, try to get detached from this instrument of body and experience this natural stage of soul consciousness. On 18th January 69, Baba spoke three words: be bodiless, be voiceless, and be egoless. The essence of the whole knowledge is just in these three words. The essence of whole knowledge is just within these three words. If we would become the embodiment of these three worlds, we will be perfect. As much as we are becoming bodiless, we are becoming voiceless automatically. Why? How? Because voices are creating through the seed of body consciousness. Voices are creating through the seed of body consciousness. And virtues, divine virtues, are creating through the seed of soul consciousness. Soul consciousness developing the virtues in our life, and body consciousness is developing vices in our life. What are the vices? What is lust? Nothing. Lust is the absence of the divine virtue of purity. Lust is like a darkness. This darkness is because of the absence of the light of purity. As much as we are losing this light of purity, automatically the darkness of lust is coming. And if we develop this light of purity, automatically darkness of impurity will disappear. When the sun is rising, darkness is disappearing. Sun is energy. Darkness is absence of energy, absence of light. What is anger? Nothing. The darkness of anger is because of the absence of the light of the virtue coolness. When we are losing the light or the virtue of coolness, anger is coming. What is greed? Nothing. Greed is because of the absence of the virtue of satisfaction. When we are losing this virtue of satisfaction, automatically greed is coming in our life. What is attachment? Nothing. Attachment is because of the absence of the quality of having love, equal love for everybody. Equal love for everybody. Quality, this is a quality. Love for a particular person is attachment. But love, equal love for everybody is detached stage. What is ego? Nothing. But absence of the virtue of humility, humbleness. When we are losing this virtue of humbleness or humility, ego is coming automatically. If we really develop this soul conscious stage, automatically we could experience these virtues, divine qualities in our life, and vices will disappear. Our stage would be viceless stage. On the basis of bodiless stage, our stage would be viceless stage. Third word is egoless. Why Baba has said that word, egoless? Separately he said that egoless, be egoless. Ego is already in that five vices. But if we conquer these five vices, after that also Baba has said that be egoless. Why? What is really the secret behind this? Sometimes we may have the intoxication of the possessions of Baba. We are coming to Baba with empty apron, empty hands. Suppose I am a yogi and I am having the intoxication, I am a very good yogi, I am a very good speaker. This is also subtle ego. I claim property from Baba. That was not my property. I claim from Baba, and on Baba's property, I have the subtle ego. I am a yogi. I am a very good speaker. I am knowledgeful soul. That is not my property. That is Baba's property. That is why I must be very polite, very humble, and easy. I must not have even ego of Baba's property. Baba really wants to see that egoless stage. We must learn this quality from Bab Dada, direct from Baba. He is a supreme. On one hand, he is highest on high. He is a world creator, director, controller. But on the other hand, at the end of every murli, he is just saying Yat Pyar Namaste, bowing in front of the children. Why? He don't need to bow in front of the children. He is saluting children. He just showing, look at me, how high am I and how humble am I. Learn this quality from me. He just teaching us this quality in a very practical manner. Not through the words, but practically he is teaching us this quality. Egoless stage. This is a sign of real yogi. Because he is always having incorporeal stage. Thoughts, words and action would be full with the humility. That is why we must keep these three words in our consciousness, and we must try to become the embodiment of these three words. Sometimes we are forgetting these three words and we are going away from the tract in jungle, using our time and energy in others aspects. That is why within this short time, if we really would like to achieve the elevated stage of yoga, elevated blessing of yoga from Baba, we must work sincerely on this bodiless stage, soul conscious stage. Every day, morning, the moment you open your eyes, experience that Shiv Baba is in Brahma Baba's body and descending on this earth and standing in front of me. And he is just putting the dot of point of light or dot of soul consciousness on my forehead by his own hand. Oh my sweet child, be soul conscious throughout the day. He is putting the dot of soul consciousness stayed by his own finger. And he is giving blessing, oh my sweet child, be soul conscious throughout the day. And he is putting the another tilak of V-shape, tilak of victory. Oh my sweet child, be victorious throughout the day. Experience victorious stage while being in the Maya's kingdom. He is putting the tilak of victory, V-shape tilak, on my forehead. And he is wearing a gentle crown, wonderful crown of purity. He is wearing very special crown of purity. Oh my sweet child. The awareness of this tilak and crown of purity, you would enjoy very good stage of yoga and purity throughout the day. Particularly at Amrit Vela, we must collect this initial force of soul conscious stage If we would have this initial force of soul consciousness, then automatically throughout the day you can maintain soul consciousness on the basis of this initial force of soul consciousness. Practice intensively these days at Amrit Vela with full concentration, maintain this stage. Mama was sitting on the roof of History Hall at 2 a.m. every day. Mama used to sit on the roof of History Hall every day, and she suspected that I am not a female, but I am a soul, and I am Shiv Shakti, radiating the power or spiritual energy in this universe. I am Shiv Shakti. She was developing these days. She was underground efforts maker. Mama was underground efforts maker. She was practicing this stage in solitude. By this way, we also must work on this aspect sincerely. We must catch this signal from Baba. By the result of that, we could maintain this powerful stage of yoga. When I came here in this 1976, very first I work intensively here in Madhavan, particularly on this first aspect. I used to sit hours and hours and practice soul conscious stage. And that really made my foundation strong. Yoga easy, purity easy for me. Because this is the most elevated land on this earth. Madhavan is the most elevated land on this globe, world globe. You can experience any blessing from Baba on this land because many supporting forces are here. Atmosphere is very supporting, very pure, gentle. That is why just by putting little bit efforts, you could get very special gift from Baba. Baba had given blessing to this land. That is why we must take full benefit from this land. Whatever the experiences you will get here on this land, then you can maintain and sustain that experiences on your working place in your country easily. These experiences will help you. That is why try to collect the experiences, divine experiences, as much as possible while being on this elevated land. Now, we would have very special experiences in meditation now. But we just relax, just easy. Don't allow the goddess of sleep. And be alert. I am visualizing very clearly. By the eye of my intellect, that I am a wonderful star. Radiant star, radiating very gently, the divine light all around. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine love. I, the soul, is a pure soul, pure light, spreading white light of purity. All around me, experiencing blissful state, that I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, real form, as a very tiny and very shiny like a diamond, living diamond, radiating the delight in this atmosphere. I am just find the divine light, my true form. It's just point of divine light, point of energy, full experience is deep. I, the soul, is sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and fly towards the soul.